You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
And, I'm a bit croaky this morning. Good morning, boys and girls. Lovely to be with you on this Thursday morning. And welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. It is, believe it or not, we're Thursday, which means this week, Yasmin was saying that yesterday this week was going rather quickly for it. But for me, that's a bit normal. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, as we always do, don't we? We look forward to Fridays, then we look forward to Mondays. Anyway, let's take a look and see a few things relevant to this date in the world of music or entertainment. We're going to look at 1949 first. The musical South Pacific by Rodgers and Hammerstein debuted on Broadway. I remember when it was made into a CinemaScope movie. Went to see that in London, taken by my grandparents. 1956 Rock and Roll Dance Party premiered on the CBS radio network. And in 1963, at the age of 23, Jack Nicklaus became the youngest golfer to win the green jacket, where this is at the Masters tournament, of course.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Affirm that you will find that you are my one and only.
there we go. Yes, so that was starting us off this morning, and it was, well, it was actual fact going back to the year 1991 when Amy Grant released that one, Every Heartbeat. And that was released, third single off of her album, which I remember, Heart in Motion. Though it was the second from the album to be released to mainstream pop radio, did reach the number two spot, where on the US Billboard Hot 100 and the Adult Contemporary Chart, for 1 and 6 weeks respectively. Charlie Peacock, he wrote the song's music and the chorus lyrics with Amy Grant and Wayne Kirkpatrick, who helped compose the room, the bits that they couldn't finish. Right, time on the breakfast show. It is coming to 7.5 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Hope you're going to have a wonderful Thursday. I've got lunch with friends today. Always enjoy that. Micah Mechanics. All I Need Is a Miracle.
If you wanna
I say that to myself every morning. I wake up with my eyes, trying to get out of bed and say, all I need is a miracle. There we go. That's Mike and Mechanics. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 13 minutes right now, after the hour of 6 o'clock. And I'll tell you, what have we got lined up for you during the course of this morning? In the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 8:20, 8:30 this morning, we've got Rob Getman coming in to chat with us. Now, if you remember, Rob's been in a number of times talking about different things, things like the theatre. But it's also, and I think more importantly, remember Bob? Yes, we've mentioned that in the last couple of days. Bob was what was collecting all the rubbish at the end of the Matthias River over there in Costa del Este, which they had to get rid of, apparently, because the people were complaining the gallazos, you know, the big vulture things, were hanging around. So that's it, you know, don't worry about those. Yes, let's just let the rubbish go into the sea, shall we? Anyway, Rob, apparently they've come up with a brand new idea. And it's all to do with a wheel. So this is going to be a really good interview this morning. So we're going to be chatting with Rob later on this morning about what they're doing for that. And also, I got a message from Ingrid, and she, and I believe it is the cook, they're going to pop in the last hour today. It is our sort of anniversary week, so they're going to pop in. Apparently they brought a little bit of bubbly with them, which is all rather nice. So that's what we've got lined up for. Usual bits and pieces, of course. We'll look at some of the local news headlines at around about 6:30. International news, we'll look at some what's going on. We'll pretty well much know what most of that's going to be about. That's at 7 o'clock. International business, we'll look at some of the headlines of that. 7:30 in between the two, we'll look at the weather. 8 and 9 o'clock, a bit more in detail on some of those pieces with regards to the local news. And that waffling on, that has brought me exactly to this. It's 6:15. Yep, it is. It's shower time. When I was rummaging around my music collection, I came across this one. It's a rather good mix, actually. It's Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a different song, isn't it? Diana Ross and Supremes, that is the Albie Moore Shambles remix. How to get? And on your way to wherever it is that you're off to this morning. That's quite a good version of that. I like it. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 19 minutes now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And don't forget to check in with the local news headlines at the bottom of the hour. They've made some adjustments now. Guess what? You can go to the disco now. Yes, that's what they say. They've opened up a lot more things that we can do, but they do say you still have to comply with things like masks. So if you imagine going to a disco and wearing a mask all the time. Anyway, we're getting there. We're starting to win, we hope. Extreme on The Breakfast Show. This is called Wholehearted.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'm
London beat. Thinking about you. If you hadn't guessed. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 26 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Come on, it's early. I tell you what, if you just sort of open a little eyes, or you're trying to, you keep putting the clock on snooze, well, come on, it is time to get up. It's time to... time to shatter those dreams. To help you, Johnny Hates Jazz. Come on, no, seriously, wakey wakey. Get out of bed.
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
It's morning radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely. And if you've just joined us, if you have just had your shattered dreams and going to have a good scrub or a shower, wow, good morning. Nice to have you with us. Let's take a look at some of the local news for this morning. Ministry of Health, of course, with their epidemiological report of the last 24 hours. It does say that there were no deaths reported, which is always great news, isn't it? And they also did a number of tests. They did 6,250 tests, and that found 253 people that had contracted the disease. And that works out at 4%. Now, there are 2,000 active cases, of which 1,924 are in home isolation, and we've got 76 hospitalized. Now, those in isolation are divided into 1,909 at home and 15 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, those hospitalized, we have 69 in the wards, and we have 7 in intensive care. As of this date, right, this is what I was telling you about just now. As of this date, the national government authorizes through Executive Decree No. 44 of the 6th of April the holding of craft, cultural, agricultural and commercial fairs with inns, as well as dance events, discos, events of live music and cantaderas. The decree, which bears the signatures of President Laurentino Cortizo and the Minister of Health in charge, this is Yvette Berriot, indicates that during these events, all biosecurity measures ordered by the COVID-19 pandemic must be complied with. The decree that is already in the Official Gazette also establishes that the QR code or vaccination card with a complete scheme must be presented at the entrances of these events and comply with biosecurity measures. Well, there's another one queuing up at the Supreme Court. José Alberto Álvarez, president of the Partido Alternativa Independiente Social, PAIS, or PACE, on behalf of his group, filed a criminal complaint in the public ministry against magistrates of the Tribunal Electoral, Heriberto Arús, and Alfredo Junca. This was on Wednesday morning. Álvarez declared upon his arrival at the public ministry that Arús and Junca issued a ruling in which they exceeded their constitutional and legal limits assigned to them. And the Electoral Court had denied a request from the Realizing Goals Party, this is the RM party, that sought to modify the electoral calendar of the group and thus establish a new date for the internal elections to choose the authorities of the Secretariats of Women and of the Youth. The RM elections are scheduled for the 24th of April. If the calendar is changed with its respective new date, this at the same time would extend the criminal electoral prosecution and jurisdiction to former President Ricardo Martinelli due to his condition as president of the RM party. The Public Ministry reported on Wednesday that thanks to the coordinated work with the National Police, they have been able to advance in the investigations of 7 homicides registered during the first months of 2022 and in 3 cases of disappearances of 3 women in the province of Chiriquí. Luis Martinez, First Superior Prosecutor of Chiriquí, said that they have apprehended the alleged perpetrators of these crimes, as in the case of the missing women. Digitel Panama SA requested yesterday its voluntary liquidation before the Civil Courts of Justice, the company informed through a press release. Now, according to the telecommunications company, the decision was made to close operations as a result of the approval of the merger of Cable and Wireless Panama, CWP, and Claro Panama, a decision that represents the end of free competition for the telecommunications market in the country, they say. And lastly, not good news, I'm afraid. Fuel prices will register a new increase starting this Friday. The cost of low sulfur diesel now will exceed that of gasoline, the National Energy Secretariat confirmed on Wednesday. It was reported that low sulfur diesel will reflect an increase of 8 cents per litre. That's about 30 cents per gallon. According to the report from the energy authorities, a litre of diesel will be priced at $1.22 per litre and $4.62 per gallon. The 2 gasolines will register an increase of 2 cents per litre and 7 cents per gallon. With the new prices, a litre of 95-octane gasoline will cost $1.21 and a gallon will be priced at $4.58. Meanwhile, 91-octane gasoline will be sold at $1.17 per litre and the cost per gallon will be $4.42. Now, the new fuel prices will take effect, as I said, from 6 o'clock tomorrow, Friday morning, and that will run through until 5:59 a.m. on April the 22nd. I guess really with the situation in Europe, in Ukraine, etc., and Russia, it's no surprise. We were expecting this. I think obviously prices of everything will go up, unfortunately, especially if it has to be transported, which most of our stuff does have to be, is it? Yes, they do have to be transported. So, well, that's it, I'm afraid. We'll take a look at the international news at 7. I'll see if I can find something to cheer you up in between, shall I? And me. It's Dilly Dan. In your picture.
Once in a while, but there's no wind, you were
started off, as I mentioned, that was Steely Dan and Peg. That was the first one. That's the second one. This is Pharrell Williams and Guess the Wind. You can get tablets for that, by the way. The time on The Breakfast Show, 14 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And I have done a bit of rummaging around, just so you don't despair completely. There are some good things happening in the world right now. There is a welcome and wonderful sight appearing on the beaches of the Seychelles. The endangered green turtle is making a comeback there. This was after several decades of protection and close monitoring. Turtle hunting was banned in the Seychelles, an archipelago of 115 islands off the coast of East Africa, in 1968. They banned it. Well, in the early 1980s, researchers would find just one or two turtle tracks on a beach. But by the mid-1990s, there would be 10 to 20. And it's only been going up from there onwards. Now, this month, a new study was published in Endangered Species Research about the Aldabra Atoll in the Seychelles. Researchers found that in the late 1960s, the annual number of green turtle clutches was in the 2,000 to 3,000 range. And that increased to more than 15,000 in the late 2010s. There's a potential for this population to double, triple. We're not even sure, lead author Adam Pritchard from the University of Exeter told Popular Science. This could just be the start. It's amazing that after slower growth in the beginning, there's been this real explosion in recent years. So there, there's a bit of good news. Seychelles, you'll go a long way for it. No, that's a good thing. Have you got any good news stories? Just don't leave it. If you've got any good news stories you'd like us to share with everybody, do let us know. Don't forget you can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. 677-18822. do like that. In fact, I actually posted something on my Facebook page last night. I was listening to some really nice relaxing music. I just gone to bed and I took some music on. I came across this really nice track. And I posted a link on my Facebook page. I don't do a lot on my Facebook page, but you can always go and check it out. That's called Keep On Moving, and it's Freddie Knuckles and Nicky Richards on there. And don't forget, today is the last day. You got until 6 o'clock tonight to send us some comments. Tell us why you like The Breakfast Show. You can even tell us why you don't like it. We'll still take a look at it. The reason for this, because, you know, it is our anniversary week, so we've been celebrating this week. And what you do, just drop us a line on our WhatsApp, which, again, is 677-18822. 677-18822. You can drop us a WhatsApp, or you can drop us a note on our Instagram, which is TBS_JerryD. Jerry with a G. TBS_JerryD. Okay? And we got some lovely prizes to give away from Lush. Three of them, which we're going to do tomorrow. Something to look forward to, isn't it? So do join in. We've had quite a few come in so far, which is all rather nice. And also, I tell you what, I'm going to link up with Yasmin in a little while, because they've also been doing something for us on Call FM to celebrate the anniversary as well. They came up with this great video. Even I had to laugh. And it's me. They've come up with this great video, which they've obviously done a lot of work, taken them a long time to do that. It's brilliant. Well, I thought so. And I'm biased. Which they put on the Grupa Grada, I think it is, the Grupa Grada YouTube. And they're running a competition. They ask you questions about me. But I'm not giving away any secret. If you go and watch the video, it gives you the answers. The answers are in there somewhere. Which is all rather a lot of fun. And you could win a night for two at the Sortis Hotel with that competition. A big thank you to Boys and Girls, to a group of grand who did that. Obviously a lot of thought went into it. And to say, if it makes me laugh, and it's me, there is something wrong. And so, right, I tell you what, I've got a little thing here. Here's a little question for you. I'll just sort of take the background. This is the beginning of a song. All right, lead into a song. I just want you to tell me which song it is. Not giving anything away. I'll just give you a big hello on the program and send you good vibes. All right? This is it. That's it. That's how it begins. Got a little bit of extra one, didn't you, on the first time I did that. Do you know what it is? Drop me a line on our WhatsApp, 677-18822. 677-18822.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. I couldn't even see the floor. Not for you. If not for you, babe, the night would see me wide awake. The day would surely have to break. It would not be you.
we go. Yes, Ollie NJ, if not for you. Olivia Newton-John, and that one. We're just a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. We'll take a little break in a minute, then we'll look at some of the international news. But let me just give you that again. Have a think about this. This is the beginning of a song. I'll play it after we've... I'll play it after we've had a look at the news. But this is the beginning of the song, which is rather unusual. That's the beginning of the song. Yeah, it is, really. Seriously. If you know what it is, tell me. I'm going to play it a little bit later on. So what we're going to do right now is take a quick break. And we'll call sign, I think we'll do. Yeah, and then we'll look at the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is indeed. I'm armed with my coffee this morning. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news today, shall we? The Kremlin said on Thursday that it was bewildered by the US decision to impose sanctions against President Vladimir Putin's adult daughters, describing the move as part of a broader Western frenzy against Russia. Fresh U.S. sanctions against Moscow over its military intervention in Ukraine on Wednesday targeted Russian banks and elites, including Putin's daughters, Katerina and Maria, who U.S. officials believe are hiding their father's wealth. Ukraine wants sanctions crippling enough to force Russia to end its war after accusing some countries of putting economic well-being above punishment for civilian killings that the West condemns as war crimes. The democratic world must stop buying Russian oil and completely block Russian banks from the international finance system, President Vladimir Zelensky said in his daily video address early on Thursday. China's abstentions on United Nations votes to condemn Russia's invasion of Ukraine are a win, said the US envoy to the United Nations, underscoring how Beijing's balancing act between its ally Russia and the West may be the best outcome for Washington. Beijing has refused to call Russia's actions in Ukraine an invasion and has repeatedly criticized what it says are illegal Western sanctions to punish Moscow. When India condemned the killings of civilians in Ukraine's Bucha at a meeting of the United Nations Security Council on Tuesday and sought an independent investigation, it did not mention Russia, not once. China warned on Thursday that it would take strong measures if U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan and said such a visit would severely impact Chinese-U.S. relations following media reports she would go next week. China considers democratically ruled Taiwan its own territory, and the subject is a constant source of friction between Beijing and Washington, especially given strong U.S. military and political support for the island. Sri Lanka must look at restructuring a $1 billion sovereign debt due for payment in July, the outgoing finance minister told Parliament on Thursday, urging an end to calls for a change in government amid the country's worst economic crisis in decades. The opposition and some partners of the ruling coalition rejected calls this week for a unity government from President Gotabaya Rajapaksa, after he disbanded his cabinet in the hope of quelling week-long street protests over shortages of fuel, power, food and medicine. A Turkish court decided on Thursday to halt the trial of Saudi suspects over the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and transfer it to Saudi Arabia, a ruling that drew condemnation from rights groups and comes as Ankara mends ties with Riyadh. The decision was expected after the prosecutor called last week for the trial in absentia of 26 Saudi suspects to be transferred from Istanbul to Riyadh. The justice minister later endorsed the request. South Korea's president-elect Yoon Suk-yeol said on Thursday strong deterrence was crucial in the face of nuclear and missile threats from North Korea amid a renewed warning by a top US envoy of a potential nuclear test as early as next week. Yoon, who has pledged to boost defense capability to counter the North's threats, spoke to US Forces Korea commander, this is General Paul LaCamera, during a rare visit to Camp Humphreys in Pyeongtaek, the command center of the 28,500-strong U.S. military stationed in South Korea. The Shanghai government said on Thursday that it was trying its best to improve the distribution of food and essential goods to locked-in residents, responding to growing public discontent as COVID curbs stretched into an 11th day. China's financial hub has fallen largely silent after the city imposed harsh movement restrictions to stem the spread of COVID, with only healthcare workers, volunteers, delivery personnel or people with special permission allowed on the streets. And lastly, if you think the world is going to pot, well, the Europeans hope so. More than half of the European population support legalization of adult use of cannabis, and around 30% of them are interested in purchasing it, according to polling data by industry consultants on Thursday. Europe's liberal approach could reap multiple financial and economic benefits, as seen in the United States, which has witnessed a surge in cannabis use during pandemic-induced lockdowns. While the majority of Europeans support regulated cannabis shops, most don't favour growing the plant at home, according to the report by London-based consultancy Hanway and pot producer Curaleaf International. So there you are. That's a bit of interesting news for you. I think, you know, if you listen to the programme regularly, you know my thoughts on this, don't you? I just cannot see for the life of me why one would want to make a plant illegal. Time on The Breakfast Show.
I've been waiting so long for this chance.
5 past 7.
Can we talk alone?
Okay. high five, and I can't wait another minute. Talking of minutes, we're 9.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Okay, before we took our little look at the news, I said to you, this is the beginning of a record. And could you tell me which one it is? Absolutely inundated with messages. I got a message just come in, just to say, no. That song, good morning. This is Ashley. This says, good morning, Yasmin, and your faithful listeners. Have a lovely day. I think that song is by Enrique Iglesias, but I can't remember the song. It's in my head. It's called, in actual fact, Do You Know? But it's also called The Ping Pong Song. And yes, it is Enrique Iglesias. Congratulations, Ashley.
Do you know, do you know, do you know what it feels like loving someone that's in a rush to throw you away? Do you know what it feels like to be the last one to know the lock on the door has changed? Birds flying saucers and a change. At least you can predict this every year. Love, you never know the minute it ends. Suddenly, I can't get it to speak. Maybe if I knew all the things it took to save us, I could fix the pain that bleeds inside of me. Look in your eyes and see the same about me. I'm standing on the edge and I don't know what else to give.
That's it. Do you know? Enrique Iglesias. The Ping Pong Song. I always loved that one. The reason I always loved that one was because it's so clever. Actually, what a great way of sort of putting in the backing of a song. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. And the time is 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. This is Michael Bolton on The Breakfast Show. Go the distance.
silence will cheer when they see my face. And a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I will find my way. If I can be strong, I'll know every mile will be worth my while. When I go the distance, I'll be
as in Michael Bolton there, and Go the Distance. Time on the Breakfast Show, 19 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. It has been changeable this morning, the weather. Yasmin came in and opened the blind. This was an unusual event. It meant that there was no sun. And about 10 minutes ago, Yasmin closed the blinds, which means that there was sunshine. At the moment, there isn't. I'm waiting for the blind to be opened again. But it's not happening. That's the weather for this morning. Right, partially cloudy. Let's go over to Costa Arriba in Colón. Partially cloudy. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature for this morning. 24 degrees, the minimum. 37, that is going to be the thermal sensation today over there in Costa Arriba with 82% relative humidity. As I mentioned, partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, that's going to continue. Isolated rains with thunderstorms. Now, moving over, let's take a look at this side of the isthmus. We're coming over to West Panama, Panama Oeste. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius, that is the thermal sensation today. Relative humidity, I'm happy to say, is down as it from the last few days. It's been up in the 80s today, 76% relative humidity. Cloudy during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and cloudy again tonight. Now, let's take a look at the metropolitan area where the blind has been going up and down. We've got 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 37 is the thermal sensation, and again the relative humidity down there, mid-70s at 75%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning, those isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. Let's move out into the Gulf of Panama. We're looking at 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 26 being the minimum, and 36 is the thermal sensation. Their relative humidity, which isn't unusual, is that bit higher, more in line with Costa Rica at 83%. Now, let's move on, shall we, to the maritime conditions for today. We're going to start off with tides, starting on the Pacific. I think I saw the blinds move. The sun must be peeping from one of the clouds. Right, we have got on the Pacific Ocean low tide, the first one, that was at 1:32 this morning. That was at 0.52 of a meter. High tide, that's 7:43. That's not so far off. And that'll be 3.93 meter high tide. Low tide, again, 1:49 in the afternoon. That'll be 0.98 of a meter. And the high tide, 7:52, the last one for today, the last high tide, and that'll be 3.99 meters. Taking a look at the Caribbean Sea, high tide, that was at 5:09 this morning, 0.3 of a meter. Low tide will be at 1:02 this afternoon, minus 0.09 of a meter. High tide again, 7:34 tonight, that'll be 0.09 of a meter. So we're going from minus to plus 0.09 of a meter. And the low tide, the last one, 10:35 tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a meter. Not much movement there at all, just a matter of inch. Yeah, just a couple of inches. Right, now let's take a look. Well, let's go and take a look, see if you're going on the water. Do we have advisories for you? Well, looking over there at the Caribbean, conditions are good for this morning. Winds are light, just 10-15 kilometers an hour, coming from the north-northwest. Waves, though, are at 4 feet, so if you are boarding, just a little bit, be a little bit careful. This afternoon, the waves are going to come down, so if you're on the afternoon shift, you're much better off by two feet. The good conditions continue. Winds are relatively light again, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, coming from the northwest. Moving over to the Pacific Ocean, we've got good conditions for this morning. 10 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest with 2 foot waves. That's for this morning. In the afternoon, the good conditions do prevail. They're continuing. No change in the wind. 10 to 15 kilometre an hour coming from the south, though, in the afternoon. And waves, they're going to remain at 2 feet. So there you go, then. That's it. Weather or not, take a umbrella. Take an umbrella, anyway. You will need your paraguas in the afternoon.
Thank you.
there we go, yes. Kathy Dennis and Touch Me All Night Long. I tell you what, I've got one which will take us, well, just past the bottom of the hour, but it's a good one. Comes from the Seekers. I'll Never Find Another You. Time is 28 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. '65 was that record released in December of '64. Reached number one in United Kingdom in February of 1965 and was the Seekers' first UK released single and was the second best-selling single of 1965 in the United Kingdom as well. It was also popular in the United States, reaching peaks at number four on the pop and number two on the easy listening charts, Billboard Hot 100. So there we go. Isn't that a cool one? Seekers, 1965. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Time to take a little break, and then we'll take a look at some of the international business headlines.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block! They've got your back.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Yes, indeed. Great to be with you this morning, Thursday morning, 7th of April. Looking at some of the international business news for this morning, the Russian ruble firmed sharply in Moscow trade on Thursday to levels last seen before Russia sent tens of thousands of soldiers to Ukraine, while stocks indexes jumped higher, shrugging off a new round of sweeping Western sanctions. At 7.24 GMT, the ruble was at 5.8% higher at 75.3 against the dollar after briefly touching 74.2625, its strongest level since the 11th of February. Even though the ruble looks overheated from a technical point of view, its strengthening can remain in place today, Yaz Bank analysts said in a note. Investors in Russia's international bonds face an increasingly uncertain path to recover their money should Russia ultimately default, while the country itself would face increased financial isolation and hurdles to regain investor confidence. Russia's ability to fulfill its debt obligations is in focus after sweeping sanctions in response to Moscow's invasion of Ukraine have frozen nearly half of its $640 billion in gold and foreign reserves and limited access to global payment systems. The United States Treasury Department this week halted Russia's ability to use foreign currency reserves held by the Russian Central Bank at U.S. financial institutions to pay its debt. Hungary said on Wednesday that it was prepared to pay rubles for Russian gas, breaking ranks with the European Union, which has sought a united front in opposing Moscow's demand for payment in the currency. Hungary will pay for shipments in rubles if Russia asks it to, Prime Minister Viktor Orban told a news conference on Wednesday in reply to a Reuters question. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Europe it risks having gas supplies cut unless it pays in rubles as he seeks retaliation over Western sanctions for Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Oil prices on Thursday, they rose again from a three-week low touched in the previous session after consuming nations announced a huge release of oil from emergency reserves, as worries over tight supplies still clouded the market outlook. Brent crude futures climbed $1.05 or 1% to $102.12 a barrel at 9:21 GMT, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures rose 86 cents or 0.9% to $97.09 a barrel. Both benchmarks plunged more than 5% in the previous session and hit their lowest closing level since March 16th. A Boeing company 737 MAX meant for China Eastern Airlines subsidiary Shanghai Airlines landed in Shanghai on Thursday. Flight tracking websites showed amid an uncertainty over when the model will resume flying in China. And the Biden administration said senior officials held a meeting on Wednesday with major automotive leaders, including Tesla chief executive Elon Musk and General Motors chief executive Mary Barra, to discuss electric vehicles and charging. The administration said in a statement that there was broad consensus that charging stations and vehicles need to be interoperable and provide a seamless user experience, no matter what car you drive or where you charge your electric vehicle. Berkshire Hathaway Inc. disclosed on Wednesday that it has purchased nearly 121 million shares of HP Inc., the latest in a series of large investments by the conglomerate controlled by billionaire Warren Buffett. The investment gives Berkshire a roughly 11.4% stake in HP, worth about $4.2 billion, based on the personal computing and printing company's closing stock price on Wednesday at $34.91. And lastly, for nearly two decades, Abe Sandquist has used every marketing tool he can think of to sell the back end of a cow. Yes, you've got it. Poop. After all, needs to go somewhere, doesn't it? We all need to go somewhere. Well, the Midwestern entrepreneur has worked hard to woo farmers on its benefits for their crops. Now, facing a global shortage of commercial fertilizers made worse by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, more US growers are knocking on his door. And Sandquist says that they're clamoring to get their hands on something Old MacDonald would swear by, old-fashioned animal manure. I tell you what, coming from, well, my mother used to live in the country side, and of course, very rural, and you can also, we used to call it slurry, when they used to spread the slurry on the fields. One thing that you really did need, seriously, you needed a gas mask. The smell was very strong. Like in the old days when you used to drive into Paitia. REM, Losing My Religion. Before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show.
But that was
Let's say a very good morning to Elliot. Elliot Dawson, good morning to you. He got a message to us this morning. He says, good morning. He says, could you please play Rasputin by Boney M? Oh, good one, yes. Isn't that how a Jamaican greets him? Hey, Rasputin! Here's for you, Elliot. Say no more. That was for Elliot this morning. Thank you for that, Elliot. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And it's a very good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. What? I enjoy that song.
It is. It's fun. It's a fun one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Elliot.
All about Rasputin. He got poisoned.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No hint in there at all. Right. let's chat because we have got... a lot of things happening right now.
Oh, yeah.
We've got our little contest here where we've been giving away, or we will be giving away tomorrow, some great stuff. And also, the boys and girls at Group of Grada are doing a separate one, aren't they?
Yes, exactly.
And they did a video last night, which you sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And even I laughed at it.
Well, we already make it last week, right?
Yeah, we recorded it last week, but I mean, they've done a lot of editing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it looks so cool. I love it.
Yes. No, I mean, they've done such a lot of work on it, haven't they?
Oh, yes. Thank you very much to the viewers.
Yeah, that's very, very nice. Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Great. Mm-hmm. So what it is, isn't it, guys? They put out on social media a list of questions about the breakfast show.
Mm-hmm.
About
us. It's going to be like a quick trivia.
It's a trivia sort of question. And the clue is that the video that they put it on their YouTube channel yesterday, didn't they?
Yes.
Was that Grupo Grada or?
Yes, Grada Radio.
Grada Radio.
It's already there.
Check up Grada Radio on YouTube.
Exactly.
And watch the video, and that'll give you a lot of the answers to the questions they ask. And you could win a stay for two people for one night at the Sortis Hotel.
Exactly.
Doesn't get much better than that, does it?
So excited.
Yeah, and we are very grateful because our friends at Lush have given us three nice prizes to give away, which we're going to do tomorrow. And, all the, you know, we've had quite a few in. I've got another one just coming. Good morning, Rowena and Phil.
I know. I was reading some of them, and I thought, oh, my God, this is going to be so hard.
It is, isn't it? So, basically, what we'll probably do is keep the prizes because they're just, you know, the answers are too good.
Thank you very much for all the answers.
Yeah, no, the answers are great. Nice. And we'll sort of wade through those. We're closing this around about 6 o'clock tonight. Then we'll wade through them this evening. And tomorrow morning we'll announce three people that, that could win. But some very nice things. People are saying nice things about us.
Yes. I love it.
That's nice, isn't it? Well, I think we'll do one of these every week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then they can send and say nice things about us every week. By the way, if you can write it and say bad things as well, can't guarantee you win anything. But our friends at Lush, that's very, very kind of them. And, you know, to give you an idea of what you could be winning, says here, that's all the best. It says, the Olive Branch Gel, this is something that will be given away, and one of the gifts is full of citrus oils that transport you to a field near the Mediterranean. Honey, I washed the kids in a delicious honey and toffee-scented soap. Hey, that's super cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, washing the kids in a delicious honey and toffee-scented soap. You could wash them and eat them, couldn't you, really? I mean, what a wonderful idea. Yeah, so you can rub exfoliating gel that cleans it and softens skin, thanks to mimosa and sea salt, while Dream Cream Body and Hand Moisturizer with lavender and blue chamomile will leave skin soft and nourished. These things sound good enough to eat, actually, don't they?
I guess so,
How
yeah.
nice is that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing. It says lotus flower body soap with rice bran, vitamin-rich lotus root, and blended with organic fair trade cocoa butter and virgin cocoa oil. Rose jam shower gel. Rose jam? I would have thought you'd get sticky. Rose jam shower gel with Turkish rose and moisturizing argan oil dances on your skin, leaving a delicate floral scent. Buffy removes dead skin cells thanks to ground rice, almonds and aduki beans, while lavender oil, cocoa butter and shea butter leave your skin soft and moisturized. You'll sleep in harmonious peace after soaking in this sleepy body moisturizer made with delicately infused oatmeal, creamy organic fair trade cocoa butter and gentle lavender water soothe the These are nice, aren't they?
Yes, I love them all the products.
You wouldn't want to use them, really, they're too nice. You could put them, keep them in the kitchen then, sort of put them in your food.
And you know, I just pick up all the prices, and just in those minutes, my car will smell so nice.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, there you are then. You can use them as a car freshener.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Big thank you, indeed. A very big thank you to our friends at Lush for giving us those. So some presents to give away tomorrow. So if you haven't done it yet, you feel at fancy a go at trying to win one of these gift packages from our friends at Lush, well, just drop us a line. You can do it on our WhatsApp, which is 677-188-22, 677-188-22. That is the WhatsApp here in the studio. Or you can go to Instagram, which is TBS_JerryD, Jerry with the G, all right, and drop a little note there. And don't forget, this wonderful competition Grupo Grada are doing for our 12th anniversary. Just go along to YouTube and watch the video on the Grada. Is it Grada Radio?
Grada Radio, yes.
Grada Radio. Mm-hmm. Watch the video, and you'll see a lot of the... It's a quick question thing that they asked me a while ago. And look at the answers, give you the clues. Then if you answer the questions on their little quiz thingy...
Their trivia.
Their trivia.
Tomorrow they are going to post the trivia.
Tomorrow, they, oh, they're
today,
posting the trivia.
Everybody can watch the video.
Oh, okay, they haven't posted the trivia yet.
No.
So today,
it's like today you're going to study.
Yes.
Tomorrow is the test.
Today your homework is going to Grada Radio and watching a video of me being really serious. And tomorrow you'll see the questions and then you answer those after having done your homework.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have a night for two. In the sorties.
Mm-hmm, that's
what a wonderful gift. I'm getting worn out. That's wonderful. So anyway, thank you all for your comments. Do join in. Do have some fun. We like a little bit of fun here on The Breakfast Show, believe it or not. We're always happy to have your comments, good or bad. We can take it. And we've got busy, but we've got Rob coming in the next hour. Yes.
He's coming soon.
Yeah. So, yeah, Rob's coming. And also, in the last hour, Ingrid is popping in.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes. I was searching. That is Sweet Talking Woman from ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, and good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops her little line, says, good day, everybody, and says, oh, by the way, the Rasputin song is a good one. Yes, and also, we had a little note from Jessica, says, Putin and Rasputin. Oh, related? And she says, you know, like in berries and raspberries. Oh, good one. Mary Lou asked if we could play The Doors. Roadhouse Blues. Take us up to the top of the hour.
give up your vows. Give up your vows.
Oh, the Doors, gosh, doesn't get much better than that. Thank you for that one, Mary Lou. Time on the breakfast show. We're just at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
You know, there's no avoiding it. Tax time is here again. If you have to do your taxes up north there for Estados Unidos, well, it's that time of the year. And this year, H&R Block have got many filing options to make it easy for you. Their tax professionals are here to do your tax return with or without the office visit. Now, you can drop by the office, or you can use the drop-off service, or a tax professional can even do your taxes virtually. You can contact H&R Block Panama at hrblock@cwpanama.net or on 260-1037, or you can WhatsApp and call on 6674-1037. Block, they've got your back.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
to do? I repulse you with my queasy smile. Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Chris Kelly, but all the looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in my.
There we go, two in a row. That one is Mika and Grace Kelly. Before that, that was moved it. What have I done with it? Yeah, the symbol is my religion. Know me, knowing you're sweet talking. Yeah, it's in there somewhere. Oh, there it is. Don't leave me this way, Thelma Houston. Yeah, it was somewhere. Got lost. Let's say a very good morning to Alex Ashdy. He's dropped me a little line again this morning. He's been a busy boy. Hello, once again, Jerry. Can you please accept my request of this classic tune? Absolutely. Classic it is. Bit of a blues. It's Muddy Waters and Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, I got a boy child coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make pretty women jump and shout. Then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here. Well, you know the Hoochie Coochie Man. Everybody knows I'm here. I got a black cat bone. I got a mojo too. I got the John the Conqueror. I'm gonna mess with you. I'm gonna make you girls lead me by my hand. Then the world will know the Hoochie Coochie Man. But you know I'm here. Thank you.
7 hours on the 7 day on the 7 month the 7 doctors say he was born for good luck and that you see I got $700 don't you mess with me but you know yeah.
Yes, following on from the Hoochie Coochie Man, Diana Ross and Supremes, and Come See About Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to exactly 28 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM, and I'm happy to welcome back to The Breakfast Show studio, Rob Gedman. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Jerry. I feel like it's been a lifetime since I've been here.
It's been a while. You know, there's been a pandemic, apparently.
Yeah, I did get to call in once. I got to call
That's
in.
That's right, you did.
Yeah,
yeah, we did. Yeah.
When we were doing our first flush cleanup at the Bob in Costa del Este. Oof, what is that, 2020, yeah.
How's the Bob doing in Costa del Este?
Well, the Bob has been...
nice lead-in here.
Bob's moved. He's taken a new residence. We're moving him over to the Juan Diaz River, actually.
Okay.
Right now we're doing that.
Because the other river is what, the Matias?
The Matias Hernandez, yeah.
Okay, so what's happening with the rubbish there now?
Oh, it's going into the ocean.
Oh, how wonderful, yes.
It just had its first flush of the year. Is always a sad day every year around end of March, beginning of April, when that first big storm comes in and just rinses out the rivers, and you get that those videos of just whiteness, which is just foam and garbage, just full. The river's just full of it, all just flowing out to the river. So we had that a few days ago, and but we have a new project that incorporates the Bob. with a grant that we got from the Benioff Foundation, and we're in the Juan Diaz pretty soon.
So really the problem with this, because this is an elaboration of the bomb, because it's the problem isn't collecting the rubbish, it's getting it out and getting rid of it. Is that the issue?
That's the, I guess, the bottleneck of this kind of project is it's a lot of garbage. So getting it out, you have to come up with solutions. I mean, originally we just went in with our hands, and the team went in with our hands and bags of garbage and got them out that way. Then I developed a net system with a motorized winch that really helped, that just pulled the garbage out of the river over to a container and dropped it out. But the guy still had to get into the river. This new system is a trash wheel system that they developed in Baltimore, Maryland, and you don't have to get in the river. It takes the garbage out directly with a conveyor system.
Okay.
And it's on a platform that goes up and down with the water, tide and the river flow. And so it really makes it a lot more efficient, a lot safer, a lot less disgusting, and a lot faster. Yeah.
So the rubbish comes in. I saw a picture. So you've got your line is angled. So the rubbish is fed into one corner. Then you've got this huge sort of wheel that's going around and picking it up and putting it
on. The wheel is just basically a water wheel. It's what powers the system. It's you know, it's old technology. The river pushes the wheel, and then that generates the power for the conveyor system and also for these sets of fingers that go into the garbage and sort of feed it to the conveyor.
So the wheel doesn't actually lift it out.
The conveyor, there's a hidden conveyor underneath a white cover. The whole thing's covered in this really pretty white structure with solar panels on top. And the solar panels are there if the river's not flowing fast enough. The solar panels provide energy to some batteries that provide energy to these pumps, water pumps.
Okay.
And then the water pumps will push the water up in and then over onto the water wheel, and it's still the same water wheel. It's just using water from the water pumps and the gravity to power it. So it's all solar or river flow energy.
Okay, so now the rubbish is then sort of coming out on this conveyor, goes into some
container. Yeah, a garbage container, yeah.
Okay, and then is that a closed container or is it open?
No, the container's open, but because the garbage is falling in on top of it, into it, but it's all the whole system is pretty much covered with a very nice structural, this white cover and solar panels, so it's all pretty hidden under there. And try to protect it from any, you know, incidences of.
Couldn't you have just put this system in the Matias River?
It was possible. The Matias Hernandez is a little smaller. We wanted to get a bigger river for this kind of project. It worked out in the end. The fact that we left the Matias Hernandez and then this grant came along and we were able to win the grant. And then we found a location on Juan Diaz that works out perfectly. We're going to have not only the platform with the garbage trap, but we're going to have a visitor center. We're going to have also a recycling separation center there, because we're going to have another conveyor where they can separate the plastics from the garbage as they're going up the main conveyor. And then that will go on a smaller conveyor up to a separating location, a little building there. And so we can actually separate the HDPE and the PET and basically whatever we want in that location.
Well, we know that they didn't want you in Costa del Este.
Yeah.
Which is not the first time they've done something like this, because they wouldn't accept your recycler in there either.
Right. That was around the same time.
They must be the sort of the most unenvironmentally friendly people on the planet, I think.
Well, I think they think they love the environment and they love our projects. They don't want them near them.
Okay, it's awfully good project, but please don't put it here. Yeah. You know, not in my backyard.
We definitely hear that a lot with these types of projects. But it's difficult. It's very difficult to find the perfect location.
Ultimately, it's going to affect everybody, because if we allow the rubbish to keep going into the sea, which is where it's going, the situation gets worse. And then what a lot of people have to do then is they have to go to Costa del Este to clean up the beaches, because the rubbish is going into the water.
Sure. We even do tons of beach cleanups. There's always beach cleanups. I mean, the Matias Hernandez, that outlet right there, is a notorious...
It just washes back.
Just comes back with the tide and covers everything. And the Rio Abajo is a horrible river also that just comes back in the tide. And so getting it at the river is definitely a step above beach cleanups, you know, trying to get it where we can focus it in one spot and get it out quickly.
Well, seeing as the people, obviously, in Costa del Este don't make rubbish, because otherwise they'd be a little bit more concerned, Couldn't you move it up the river?
Well, like I said, we did extensive searches. I've been in those rivers, up and down these rivers, trying to find that perfect spot. But there's a set of criterion that you need to have access to the river. You have to have the certain depth, the width. You can't just go to the river and go, okay, we're going to go here.
Right.
Plus, upstream is also heavily populated. That's one of the problems. The very densely populated area. That's why so much garbage comes from there. Because it's the culture of how people deal with their garbage, and it's also the availability of trash collection. I mean, it's all a big a bunch of different problems that lead to this main problem. But it was very difficult. We try to find a location that we have access to. You can get a garbage truck to that. If you need to go into the river with the Matias Hernandez, you're not going to be up to your neck in the water, or you're not going to be stuck in mud. And the Juan Diaz, it was also access. We also wanted to have a visitor center and a nice, beautiful area that's going to look like a garden to bring kids for educational purposes. And so that's why we chose where we chose. And you can't just put it in the middle of nowhere, because you can't get to the middle of nowhere to get the garbage out.
Mm.
It's not just stopping the garbage, it's getting it out of the river. So it's not as easy as some people think. Just put it there,
no,
put
no,
it there.
No, I'm sure it's not. Well, we're talking with Rob Gedman from Maria Verdi. We're going to take a piece of music, and we'll be right back. This is one, what I was thinking through my music collection yesterday, because as you probably know, I'm quite a moody blues fan. I came across it, I thought, gosh, I haven't played this for a long time. It's a classic track. It's called The Other Side of Life.
Is the truest music you've heard.
There we go, that's the other side of life from the Moody Blues. Keep an eye on the time, 17 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3, Cool FM. We're talking with Rob Getman. And Rob is with us from, just have my memory gone here. Oh, it's not moving. Okay. From Mare Verde.
Mare Verde.
There we go, yes.
Green tie.
We got a little note here from Mary Lou. She's dropped us a little line. She says, all those problems get solved with education of the little kids, plus sanctions to the people that throw garbage everywhere, and finally, with a better collection of trash. One example of this is let people know exactly which days and approximate hour that they will pass through each areas. That way people don't put the garbage out after the truck already passed. Natural fact, you know, so where we are here, talk about garbage collection, because this is another big topic of mine, because the rubbish collection is pretty abysmal. Natural fact, we've contracted out to a private contractor that comes around also with their own trucks and picks up the rubbish. But the, you know, one of the main problems I see it is that why is it still in government hands? It's one of the first industries that should be, or one of the first services that should be privatized, so that people can actually do it, that make money out of doing these kind of things. How long are we going to keep filling up Cerro Patagon? Until it's height of Everest, or?
Yeah, that, it's a good question. She's absolutely right. It's, the system is flawed. We've got, certain areas of the city that are so densely packed, and they've built their residences, their homes in places where garbage trucks can't even get to. They put garbage containers, big 30-yard garbage containers out there, but to get to the garbage container, they have to go, you know, walk down the hill. I don't know how far some of these people have to walk. So it's not like there is a cultural issue, definitely. I see people littering constantly. It's just not even a problem to them. They don't even give it a second thought. So that's definitely where the educational part comes in. The kids see their parents just toss things out the window, and they feel like, oh, that's natural, I can do it as well. So, and that's one of the parts of our project is we're going to have an educational center there. We're going to have a visitor center, which is going to bring kids from schools to see the consequences, to see how much garbage, the refrigerators, all the trash, and to tell them that it is wrong to do this. It's wrong to just throw it out. What they see in their families and the adults in their world is it's not right. And we might be the only people that tell them that. So, but also the system of collection is definitely flawed and it's complicated. It's not easy. I think privatizing it would probably be the best situation because they have that motivation of money to do the right thing and get the garbage.
But the thing is, I mean, there's so many things. Firstly, you know, they take the rubbish. They don't just put it in the ground. They will sort it. They'll take out the plastics. Mm-hmm. They'll take out the metals. They'll take out paper and that'll be packed and gone on. But they will utilize a lot of it. A lot of it can be sold on for other use. But also, rubbish that cannot be recycled, can be burned, you burn in a proper incinerator, which generates electricity. What are we doing in Cerro Patagon? You know, one of the problems we talk about, you know, burning it, when you compact rubbish like that, over a period of time, it can start heat. It's like a compost heap that you put in it. And it starts to generate heat.
Sure.
There's and then you get fires.
You get fires definitely.
In the ground.
It's got to be maintained correctly. I haven't been out to Cerro Patagon. I don't know their processes, how well they're managing it. I have my doubts that it's being managed 100% correctly.
But how long can you keep doing it?
Yeah, I know.
Where are they going to do it next?
They're going to move on to someplace else.
I think Costa del Este is a good place.
Well, actually, I think most
Costa del Este
was built.
So, you know, before you complain about what's in the river, you want to just think about what your building's sitting in.
Yeah, but that's hiding underground somewhere, you know, under the dirt. They can't see that.
Tell me, what you know, you've been doing this for some time. What's the most unusual thing that's been washed up?
Oh, gosh. I do get this question. It's really not the most unusual. Well, the most unusual thing to me is the amount of refrigerators that we get. The number of refrigerators that come down the river because they're made of foam.
Exactly. Well, the insulation is foam, they float.
They bust apart, and then it's just that shell, and there's just so many of them. You drive on the corridor, and you'll see from Rio Abajo, you'll see along the beach just 25 refrigerators just hanging around. But we've sofas and furniture and...
So you could basically, furnish your own home.
Yeah, just like a love seat or a sofa coming down.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, mattresses. I mean, it's whatever it can float. or get pushed down the river with enough flow on those first flush days, anything can come down.
Mm.
Tons of toys, soccer balls, softballs, so many sports equipment. We even have
some. You could open a shop.
Yeah, I know. We've taken a
your visitor center. You could sell off
you wash it off with alcohol, little quote-unquote reused sports equipment. But
I can imagine as well, because I've seen them on the street, you're getting a lot of masks.
Oh yeah. There's lots of masks on the beach and down the river. It's pretty sad. The whole thing is pretty sad, Jerry. It's
well, it's sad because the thing is, you know, everybody talks about it and says, oh yes, you know, we've got to clean up the oceans. Yes, we've got to do this. Yes, we've got to do that. But then you get this thing, well, you can't do it here.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a little bit. Okay, I don't have the same problem here, but I live in Paitea. I have done for 30 years. And I don't think there's been a year when I haven't had the sound of construction going on all the time.
Yeah, I was looking out my window this morning at a building that was being built less than 10 meters from the front of another building. Mm-hmm. Their view was destroyed. And, you know, that's allowed. That's okay. We can, legally, that's okay. That building is, and legally what we're doing is fine too. We've got all our permits and we're...
What support are you getting from the government?
Well, they allow us...
permits. Any sort of
no. I mean, this is
monetary assistance.
No, this is through a grant that we won with the Clearwater Coalition and the Benioff Foundation in the United States. They had they sent out I think they had 10 grants that they awarded, and we were given the main one, the biggest one.
Oh, okay.
Because of our technology, well, the history that we have with the Bob and what we were able to accomplish with that definitely helped. And then also the success of the system, this trash wheel system in Baltimore. They have five of them that have been going on for years. And they actually, an example that I use, the opposite of not in my backyard, you know, that problem is, they had that issue in their first one because they put it in the harbor in Baltimore and in a river right next to a Marriott hotel, the waterfront Marriott hotel. And the hotel was not happy. They did not want to have this here. They complained. They tried to fight, but they had all their permits and there wasn't anything they can do. And now, years later, the Marriott not only has told them that they don't want them to leave ever, they've actually donated money towards the project because the people that come to the hotel, the tourists in that area, love the project. They love seeing it there and seeing what people are accomplishing. And the hotel is in love with the project. They're friends of the project now. So that's what we're hoping, that we can, we get our project in. It's already in, basically. We're just assembling it right now. And should be starting to collect garbage within a few weeks.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's great. We're hoping that once we get started and we show how we can operate it and do it as efficiently as possible and clean as possible, that we'll win over any people that have their doubts.
Okay. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. When it's up and running, what we could do is I come along with my recording equipment and we could do a walkthrough.
Sure. Do a show
We won't do a show from there because that's a little bit... be a bit difficult to do, you know. And I mean, a lot of people say no, just more rubbish. What I'm thinking of, it'd be good to sort of go out and actually do a walk around the system, and you could explain it and actually see it working, and take some pictures and post it. So perhaps, you know, the people in Costa del Este will be getting in touch with you soon, saying we want one, because if the hotels, you know, like it,
that's pretty optimistic thinking. Yeah, I'll cross my fingers.
Mm.
Someday, maybe.
And I mean, also, I mean, let's say, you know, Costa del Este is not just residential.
No.
It's very, very much commercial.
Sure.
And what you want to do is get the companies that are there behind the project. But, you know, the residents, I'm sorry, but, you know, we all like to live in a perfect world. I've lived 30 years with construction.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you know, you're living in a city. You have to put up with inconvenience. But we do have a responsibility to clean up after us. And yes, the people up the river, they keep throwing their crap in the river or whatever, but that's down to education. And also, then you have a system where if you're caught with, you know, just getting rid of rubbish, there's a $5,000 fine.
Yeah, I mean, and this is part of, that is the problem, it's upstream, and I totally understand that, and this is part of the solution. It's a part of the solution, is educating the people that are upstream, and showing them the results of what they're doing and trying to change some minds. That's one part of the solution. And in Costa del Este, we did have support. We had lots of support in Costa del Este and with some in the companies too. I mean, Marea Verde runs on donations, you know, from all sorts of sources, and some of them are the companies in Costa del Este.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like all of Costa del Este hated our project. No, it just, and that's not exactly why we left. We were just sort of trying to appease them, and Bob is a very portable, easily removable system, so we wanted to talk with them and negotiate with them and try to convince them what we were going to do to make everything better in their eyes. And but before we could do that, it was a long process. The grant came along, and we decided to move to Juan Diaz to just mm-hmm. avoid any more conflicts. It kind of was a, you know, blessing, because I think we're in a good location. And on Monday, we had our first flush on Monday. That was a big storm that came through.
That's right.
And I was there.
And I could smell it here.
Yeah.
Because it is that first flush, so we get all the river just down here.
Yeah, and that's mostly wastewater when you're smelling.
Right.
That's not the garbage. But I was there for it, luckily, and I got to see just in the Juan Diaz, we were not 100% sure how much garbage we were going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm 100% sure that there is literally tons of garbage. I mean, we were watching it for hours, and it just was constantly coming down. This incredible flow, probably more than the Matias Hernandez, my estimation. That was a lot of garbage. And so we're sad that we couldn't catch that, but we're going to do our best to catch, some in a few weeks, the ones that are come down.
Well, Mary Lou came back in. I mean, I can vouch for Singapore was able to solve the problem, sanctioning the people. I believe that in Panama, the only way to do it, because people will care about it if it touches their pockets, and the fine could be charged in the electricity bill. Therefore, there will be a force to pay it. Otherwise, they go without energy. I don't make an effort, but I mean, it's interesting because Singapore is a tropical climate. It's a monsoon climate, which is also what we're pretty much of. And one thing I know is in Singapore, all their drainage is open.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so all the water, you know, down the streets, you know, one side of the pavement, it can run into it. But they don't have a closed system like we do. And that solves an awful lot of problems, because you don't get rubbish blocking up the systems underneath, and it washes down. And then it goes into main gullies, which take it out. And they're kept cleaning. And I'm going back to, late 60s, early 70s. I was there 69, 71. And you never have problems with garbage, because it all just went down the open monsoon drains.
But then where did it go? Into the...
Eventually it went into the sea. But the thing is, it was, you know, of course it did, but it went from the small ones, eventually then it would channel into, they would have all these large gullies which would take it, and then they had catchment areas at the end. And this is back in 19...
But they were attempting to catch it before it went into the ocean.
This is going back to those times.
Yeah.
Well,
this has been a problem. This has been a problem for, you know, decades. It's always been a problem. Mm. And whenever you have a large group of humans, you're going to have a large majority of them that just don't care or don't have access to good waste disposal, and they're just going to get rid of their garbage the easiest and cheapest way that they can, which is toss it over their fence into the river or take it to a dump site, in which eventually the river rises up and just takes it away. So that's the easiest, and for other, you know, neighbors that don't want us to be around, they also just would rather the garbage flow by and flow away for now. So it's there's always obstacles, we're doing our best to get around them.
Well, I mean, I'm Ingrid dropped me a note. She says, congrats, Rob, on your grant, and I wish you enormous success to your projects. Keep up the awesome work. We love Bob. Bob's redundant in Costa del Este, but he's got a friend, the Wheelers.
Yeah, it's in the Juan Diaz River, and we're calling her.
What's the she?
Yeah, the Wanda Diaz.
And she says, give a hoot, don't pollute. That's a good one. Hey, Rob, as always, great to see you. And when it's up and running, you know, let me know. I'll come out with my little sort of recording kit, and we'll do a little walk around.
Shouldn't be too much longer.
And I can see it. There's another thing you could do, of course, if you wanted to be energy efficient. You could have people walking on the thing to turn the wheel.
As soon as you started talking, I was waiting for that.
Yeah,
advice you're going to get.
Perhaps a big hamster.
A large
hamster.
Radioactive hamster.
That would work.
You always have good advice, Jerry.
Oh no, absolutely. You know, intelligence. That's what.
Well, I really appreciate you always giving us some time, and I'm so happy that we're back in the studio and face to face.
Yeah,
nice to see you.
And we're just celebrating our 12th year.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It is, isn't it?
Congratulations.
We can make people suffer a long time.
I don't know. The audience doesn't know, but we've got my two little ones
are
here.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's about the same age as your show. She's just about to turn 12 pretty soon.
Oh, no. Did the show have anything to do with it? Or?
I think it might have helped.
Okay.
It got me passionate.
Anyways, love them to have
your voice.
Well behaved. Yes.
Not too much noise. Not too making too much
noise.
No,
that's good. Good kids. Good kids. All right, Rob.
Duct tape helps.
Yes, it does. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good idea. I haven't thought about that before. I must get some.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, as always, thanks a lot. And again, great work you're doing. Let's keep it up on top. Let's keep it up front.
Doing our best.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
And to you, Rob. Rob Getman with us this morning. And we'll have information on our website, by the way. Don't forget thebreakfastshow.com.pa. We'll have some info on there for you, so you'll be able to check out, and we'll give you some links, etc., etc. That's it. That has brought us to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay. He'll tell you the news. He'll play you the blues. He'll tell you the specials and what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but I'll tell it to my double espresso. Michael says it's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, Cherry with a G, and now with a J. If it's Cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
No more care.
And there we go, yes, ABBA and Knowing Me, Knowing You. Bring us in this morning, and hang on, we've got to, you're going to do what?
Good morning, Grandma! Good morning, Jerry! Hey, yes, how you doing? I thought I'd pull the mic
She's Ingrid's only over the road at the moment, she'll be here in a minute.
I didn't want to blow out your eardrums like I did the last time I was here.
Yes, you're very quiet, aren't you, in the mornings? Yes,
yeah, very quiet in the mornings.
And have you had coffee this morning?
I did.
I
had a blood test, and then I had coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the rabbit died yet. We'll find out.
Anyway, lovely to have you with us here in the studio.
Oh, it's so good to be back in the studio and not wearing a mask.
Well, lovely, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed.
And you bought us a bottle of champagne.
I did. I wanted to say happy anniversary and show you how things should be done. You should have a bottle of champagne, you should have a bunch of bananas, and a little something extra for later.
Oh, right.
She might like it, too, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Perfect, yeah.
Are you going to op it now?
I don't normally. With champagne, we're going to open it because we're going to celebrate with you here.
Okay.
And Christina here, the good lady's here with us. Come and say hello.
Hello, darling.
Come share
me. Good morning.
There you are. I think the first time you've been on the radio, I think, in all these years.
Come here, sit down. Sit next to me, darling. Come here, just for a moment.
Relax.
Come here, sit down. I don't need the microphone close to me because I have a big ass voice. Here you go.
You have a big what? Yeah, no need to mention your voice.
Okay, we have a 12-year celebrating the breakfast show.
Here we go.
There we go. So this week we have very, very special contest, the guest, give away a little prize.
Yeah, did you help pick out the prizes?
No.
No.
We got
we were waiting for people to donate it.
They're very kind.
I promoted their product.
They were all very kindly donated to. You might as well join in, yeah? What are you doing?
She's filming. She wants to make sure you know how to op it.
Okay, now what I don't do is I don't let the cork fly. Also, I'm sitting here with a lot of electrical equipment. But I'll see if we can get there.
I promise you I didn't shake it.
We can get there.
Let me get some paper first.
Oh, that was a great!
Nice job, Jerry!
Yay, yes. Anybody got a straw?
No straw.
Oh, I haven't got that mic on. Hold on, there we go. Is it?
Do you need it on, really? Hello, darling.
There we go.
1, 2, 3.
There we go. Because we haven't had that many people in the studio, you see.
See, well, that's probably true, why you don't need so many microphones.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you can give your everyday story of country folk.
Okay,
you keep talking because I'm going to go and get the glasses.
All right.
And fill up the champagne. Off you go.
Well, here we go. I have had a great time here in Panama City. I have to tell you, it's one of the hottest days in El Valle yesterday. I started talking to my friends because I'm still having some work done on the house. You know, I told you last week that a tree fell through the roof in the bathroom. And we've been getting that all cut down and getting that put together, having all that stuff hauled off. I will have firewood for the next 2 years. It's going to be a lot. So yesterday morning, before I left to come into Panama City, I went out to check on the banana tree. And lo and behold, it started to turn yellow. So I took a photo. I have one yellow banana. So I chopped that hand down, and I brought a couple in for Yaz and Jerry because they have to have fresh bananas from the finca from Country Life. Oh, yes, indeed. And I see that my Nisperos, I still have some fruit, even though the tree is gone. I've collected the fruit. I'm told it needs, you know, maybe a week or so before they'll ripen up. But when you cut a Nispero open, it is this most beautiful, vibrant orange you've ever seen. And I'm mad at the squirrels because they eat like half and let it drop, and then I can't have the other half because it's nasty. The mangoes are dropping like mad. I'm going to have I have to learn how to make mango chutney, mango jelly, mango this, mango that. I'm going to have hundreds and hundreds of mangoes. They keep dropping on the roof, and when they do make a loud thunk in the middle of the night, I need to go outside to make sure it didn't make another hole in the roof. And my avocados. I was just telling Yaz here, last year we had over 150 harvested avocados. And I'm hoping this year we'll have just as many. Our neighbor there, Dean, they're starting to hang low. So when he tries to walk around the yard, he keeps hitting his head on the mango. So he's got mango bumps on his head, which kind of deserves that. But oh, and here's the bubbly. Oh, my God. Let's have a little clink here when you have a chance. And so everything is good there. I'm tickled to be around without walking around without a mask on, but doing the proper thing, social distancing, and wearing a mask where I'm told to. So I would like to say back to you at the studio, but I'm in the studio. Yeah.
Yes, we noticed.
Sorry, Jerry. It's just I'm so hyper. I guess I need some champagne to calm me down.
Well, anyway, look, it's great to have you with us. Thank you for all, you know, for your reports every day for the last couple of years.
And oh, my goodness, yes.
Where's
Yes?
Filming again.
She's always filming.
Social media.
There you go. Ching-ching.
There we go. Ching-ching. There we go.
Ching-ching. Okay.
Wait. And, yeah, cheers.
Shall we swallow and listen to it?
There we go. Okay.
Oh, wow, that's nice. Oh, excuse me.
It's a tough life.
Yeah. Sorry, can I wipe off the microphone? I put a little something on.
And Mary Lou says, hello, Christina.
Hello, Mary Lou.
It's okay. It's your first time. I know what it's like when
you know, in 12 years, it is about the first time
really?
That the good lady has been with us.
You popped her V here, right here and now?
She's always working. She's got a...
Oh, well, you are a working woman.
Well...
You know what a working woman is, right?
Yeah, well, we won't get into that.
That's a woman who has a husband. She working it. Yeah, that's what she do.
All right, let's go and play some music. Let's have a little break. This is the Rolling Stones and Sympathy for the Devil. We'll be right back.
For the gods they made.
Thank you.
There we go, Tina Charles, and that was I Love to Love. And that was Ingrid's request. You like that song, don't you? Has it got a particular memory for you?
I just love the beat.
Mm-hmm.
And any time that my baby loves to dance and I love to dance, and I have a couple of songs that I'm just crazy for, and I know they're from the 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. and 80s because I'm a disco queen. But that particular one, I think I saw it on a TV show, a British show.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of it, but there was this woman who's a ghost, and she kept following around the detective and helped guiding him through.
Oh, gosh, yes, that rings a bell. That rings a bell.
Yeah,
and I remember that.
That's where I got hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'll tell you what, if I sort of put it in, just out of interest, because if that was part of the show, perhaps you'll tell us that I Love to Love. Talk amongst yourselves.
Sure, no problem. Hey, yes. Can I trouble you? My glass is empty. And if I get too far away from the microphone, you don't want to hear me project. So, oh my goodness, here it goes. Bubble, bubble. Go ahead. Did you get a shock?
Yeah.
I know, I have a shocking personality. Oh, you... Yeah, she... Oh, baby.
Yes.
She overflowed me.
Yes, Yasmin. Yasmin. Well, you're going to have more practice.
She does. Keitha, I'm sorry, honey. She needs to learn how you pour.
Is Keitha not in town?
No, Keitha's at the house because, as I said, we're having construction done, and somebody has to be there. We're having the roof put back on after the tree went through it, and we had to have the tree cut up, and then the guys dropped part of the ceiling into the bathroom, which broke the sink.
Oh, no.
So then we had to have the porcelain replaced. Oh, my gosh. It's accidents happen, and it's just, you say, okay, this is what happens. Right now, they're putting in an entrance because the biggest problem we have in Elvira, of course, is during the rainy season, when you go to unlock your gate to enter into your finca, your land, your house, whatever, you get very wet unlocking the gate. So we decided we were going to invest in a roof, to have a roof over the gate. And so what happened then is that this guy who broke the sink is the guy who's installing the roof over the entranceway. So I can't wait to go home. Today will be my first day to see it in person. All of the stone walls was extended up to like 9 feet, and now the roof or the techo is going there. And then Mr. Dini, our resident electrician, he's going to be installing the lights. And I'm super excited. We have a new gate, all of this stuff, and then on top of that, then the tree falls into the house. Nothing like having a life in the countryside.
Okay, I tell you what, I have found a set of... I'm just trying to find this, but it was used in a... let me see if I've got the date here. It was used in a... called River.
Yes.
Is that the one?
That was the one.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was a British detective story, and it was very interesting. Something about, I remember a woman who was a ghost or something. And
yeah, well, I'm just sort of seeing what I can pick up. It says the series is a police procedural. Detective Inspector John River is suffering from guilt over a recent loss. So I would, yeah, I mean, that must be the one, because that, it said, because when I was looking up, Love to Love, and it does say that it was used in River.
Oh, that's the one.
So that's the one.
Well, that's where I heard it, and it stuck with me because it was such an interesting song. You know, when the other one I like is, oh, what is that song called? I can never remember the name. Ooh, it's Tonight's the Night. Can you play that one too? I dedicate that one to Keitha.
Okay, hold on. So what is it again?
Tonight, the night. Oh, yeah, there he's typing away. Look at him go.
Tonight, calling again. Tonight, I'm going to love you all over. Tonight
Keitha.
Is the night I fell asleep. That must be the one.
I don't think she fell asleep. Don't worry about that. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Good one. Tonight, Sugarland.
Let me think about this. Oh, it's terrible.
Can you remember who it was by?
This wonderful 70s group. Keitha, text me. What's the name of that song? Because I'm just really having a hard time remembering it.
Could it be the Cool in the Gang?
No, it wasn't Cool in the Gang. The video is this beautiful couple sitting at a bar having a glass of wine. And And then they all of a sudden kind of morph into the bedroom, and then there's a third person there, which is kind of weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Third person?
I saw a third person.
I said, well, somebody has to make the video.
They were not videotaping. They were, like, making sure that they were kind of, like, situating the couple in the bed and everything.
Right. Okay.
All right. Now let me think about this.
Was it a slow song? Tonight I celebrate my love.
Oh my goodness, I'm feeling terribly. That must be the champagne hitting my brain. Hey, you know, I have an idea for you. Why don't we one day do a show for you where we talk about alcohol and how it affects your brain, and every hour, every half an hour, have like a shot of vodka, and we talk and we see how after because the average person drinks one or two drinks per hour, and how that affects that person over a 3 or 4 hour time, so that we can see how their speech slurs, how their cognitive skills change, so we can prove to people that you don't want to drink and drive. You want to be careful. I mean, I did this in a radio show back in Alabama when I was Ingrid on the Fox radio show. And
Fox.
Fox
as in the Fox.
Fox. It's a radio show. It wasn't a news station, trust me.
Okay.
It was just a radio show. But it was interesting to have that kind of thing where every 30 minutes the guy would take a shot and then would talk, and then we would do cognitive reasoning tests. We would do things with his hand to see if he had lost his actual skill sets.
So, but this is just a normal morning on the breakfast. what did you see over there?
Oh, my God. Yes, you're right. Oh, my God. There's more liquor there than on my shelf. That's for sure.
You know, 3 bottles of Mandinga rum.
You know, Mandinga rum. No, I might have to take a sample.
You can. I'll get a straw. Actually, there was one program. We used to do it with Carlos Mata because we used to talk about wines. And one that we said, I tell you what we're going to do next week. We're going to do a program on supermarket wines. In other words, wines, reasonably cheap wines. He came in with 9 bottles.
9 bottles?
And we tried each of the 9 bottles.
Wow.
At least once.
Wow.
I think I finished the program.
I think you finished it.
I'm not really sure. I remember, you know, something happened. Mary Lou says, I can remember by 6 and another from Rod Stewart.
I know that part, because that's part of the fun part of dancing that song.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens. Keitha, you're not texting me, darling. I can't remember this song, and I'm feeling the champagne hitting my head.
Oh, I got a little message coming in as we speak on WhatsApp. It says, hi there, good morning. My name is Nanette at Soy... Let me put it on my phone. It's easier to read. It's all to do with distance and glasses.
distance and glasses?
Distant because of the sort of distance between the main screen. And so it says, hi there, good morning. My name is Ninette. At Soy Nini Marielle on Instagram. Oh, good morning. Nice to know she's there. It's nice to know anybody's there, really. So she's shopping, she's typing, so that's it. Oh, that's cool. What made you decide? Because, I mean, you decided to go and live out in El Valle.
Yeah.
What was the sort of thinking behind it?
Well, after being quarantined in the house in Arrecife, I had Salvi Conducto, so I could get out, but Keitha, Dean, Astrid, Celia, and all my friends were like stuck in the house, could only get out 2 hours a day, amount of days. And I said, you know what? It's not fair that I can go out and be out and about and whatnot. And that, as it turned out, the people who were renting Keitha's house had moved out.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to go up there and check out what's going on. It was like, rather than rent it to somebody else, why don't we move in here, remodel and fix up the house, and rent out our apartments with additional income.
Yeah, right.
And I said, well, I don't know if I can do that because I have work in the city, and I need to kind of stay close to the city. And so we built that bitch bunker that I showed you and told you about. So I have an office there, and as my work is remote, we decided to, okay, let's give it a try. Well, the best part is that as we moved out, Dean decided to join us.
Right. Is the Aussie still there?
He is.
Is he sort of like a permanent fixture?
He kind of is, but the beautiful thing is he's really making progress on his Formula One racing commentary.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
He's actually getting paid now.
No.
Yes.
More than we do.
Oh, I know. Well, I know. But it's he's moving up the ranks, and he's doing very well. I'm very proud of him. He allows me to do some vocal coaching with him and give him pointers on mm-hmm. what to do with his voice, his cadence, the rhythmic of his the sound and tones, as well as his ums, ahs, ers, a mm.
I mean, I sort of do this every day, but I mean, I take my hat off to him because you have to be quick. You've got to know which car is which and what is doing what at what time.
And
I mean,
he does.
No, he's very good at it. I mean, I've heard it. In actual fact, he did sort of, he dropped me a couple of lines. I'm sorry, Dean, I haven't got back to you because he's, because of this Las Vegas Grand Prix, which is going to be starting, I think, next year.
He's saying he might try to be one of the announcers there.
Okay. I mean, because he said about, oh, you know, come and go along, let's go along. I would rather watch it on TV. I mean, I hate to see this, because if I go to the circuit, you're going to watch the screen anyway, because you only see the cars every couple of minutes.
Zoom, and they just zoom by.
And I'm getting a little bit concerned about the amount of influence now on the US into Formula One, because it's owned by Liberty Media. And it's concerning me a bit. It's being turned a little bit into an entertainment as opposed to a sport, and we saw a prime example of that at the final, the last lap of the 2021 season, where they basically stole Lewis Hamilton's title, and it was for entertainment. It wasn't done for sport. If they had stuck to the rules, if they played by the rules, Lewis Hamilton would have won, because they would have had to have had the safety car out, then brought the cars out, but they didn't. They broke the rules. And he lost the chance of his eighth championship.
Aww.
And that left a very bad taste, certainly in my mouth, and a lot of other people as well. Now they've got another race in the United States, and I don't like the direction that Formula One is going in with regards to the way it's been pushed
out.
Well,
I know that they do the circuit thing, that they start in the United States and then they come down
through
Canada.
They go around.
And
I mean,
they follow.
It's been upset a lot, obviously because of the coronavirus years. But, I mean, it used to be one in each country. I mean, they've had to adjust it because of the COVID.
Didn't they do a demo here down Avenida Balboa?
There's no way you could drive a Formula One car.
Well,
on
I mean,
the
they drove
here.
Something.
You know? Yeah, I mean, something. Yeah, probably a bicycle. I mean, it's the only thing.
With flat tires.
You know, I mean, the state of the roads here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a 4x4, you know, and I still don't like going on Sunday Road because of the sort of the bone shaking that goes on. And I'm talking about a piece of road that they fixed. If you go along Via Israel up here in front of the school, in front of the church, they fixed it.
But yes.
It's not flat.
Well, nothing here is flat. Come to El Valle. Drive down that S-E curve. One of the things I like about going home is you drive up the side of the volcano and then you drive down mm-hmm. the side of the volcano. And it's these wonderful S-curvy curves. And you can always hear where the trucks have been downshifting because they've, you know, ripped up the gravel and it's kind of wakes you up and it vibrates a little bit. So I like to lean into the car.
You can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that.
And I just want to go back to Nanette and say a very good morning. Thank you very much. Nanette has sent us in some info to include on the prizes, the Lush prizes for tomorrow. Thank you so much for that. And also, just to remind you that today, if you go to the Grada Radio channel on YouTube, they posted a video which which we made up the other week. And I tell you what, they've done a fantastic job of it. Even I have to laugh, and it's me. And it's so much fun. And tomorrow they're going to put out questions. And if you answer the questions, let me give you a clue. The answers are in the video which they posted today. If you answer the questions correctly, you will go into a draw and you could win a night for two at the Sortis Hotel, which I think is lovely. Everybody's been so kind to us, and also our people at Lush, they've been very kind to us as well. So we're having a great time, great fun.
Your prizes sound divine. I'm sorry I can't participate. I would love some of those Lush products.
Yes, I thought you might.
I kind of need them.
Well, yes.
Stop. Do not go there, Jerry. I have not been wearing makeup. I showered the first thing this morning because I knew I was coming here.
I wonder. I thought it was rather nice.
Yeah, well, you know, up in the countryside, we only shower like once a week to save water. So
you're telling about your sort of, you know, your days in the country. I mean, it must be lovely, but don't you get? I mean, the drive each time you come in and out, doesn't that get a bit sort of monotonous for you?
Not really. The last couple of times, the guanabanas, the guayacans have been in bloom, and the jacarandas. And when you drive through the mountain areas and you look up and you see this yellow splattering in the mountains, or this purple splattering, the visuals are just phenomenal. Mm. And being a wannabe race car driver in Formula One, I love riding those curves. And being a very smart driver, I have Waze on, so I know when to slow down and make sure I don't get caught speeding. I'm very good with that.
By the way, talking about just cars quickly, because don't you remember our friends at Valley Motors? Boy Valentino Mini. He's racing Formula 4.
Oh yes.
And he got a place on one of the academies last year, and this last weekend he's been racing in France.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing really well.
Does he race in the French accent? I don't know. Does he say shift number one? Shift? No, that's Italian. Sorry. Just wondering.
Have you tried English?
No, I haven't. That's part of the problem.
It's a good place to start, really. Yeah. I mean, an easy way. Here, for instance, how do posh people speak in English? Posh, you know, upper class.
Upper class.
So you say air.
Air.
Hair.
Hair.
Lair.
Lair.
And so when you meet somebody, you go, eh, lair.
Eh, lair. Oh, I love it. Love it.
Eh, lair.
I wish they had taught me that in university, because when we were studying IPA phonetics for accents, they never gave us that one.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if I got this there, because I'll just see if I got it to... I'm trying to type here. I'm not doing very well.
Well, anything you do one-handed, obviously, it's not very good.
No.
Waka, waka, waka. The champagne is kicking in. Whoops.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something which I haven't done for a while. Let me see if I get this computer here. Let me see if this works. And bit of a video unavailable. Watch on YouTube. could it be this one? Le Clique. Tonight is the night.
Le Clique. I don't know. Let's try it.
Come, because we won't play, and I don't think I don't see it in my collection. Which
is
unusual.
Terrible that I can't remember the song, because that was supposed to be our wedding song. And she's not writing to me, and I only have 4 minutes left.
No, you've got two and a half.
Two and a half, and the song's at least two and a half.
No, I haven't got that in my head. I'll have to dig that out and play it tomorrow.
That's too bad.
So,
she's obviously not listening, and she goes, be good, very festive, gotta get Boris new. She's gotta move the car because it's in the way. I wanted to know what our song was, honey, but I guess that's not gonna happen. Okay!
She might find it when she moves the car.
She might.
Yeah, you never know. Why is she moving the car, by the way?
Well, because they're making the roof over
the
gate.
The car?
Well, the car's gotta get out, and if she wants to get out without, because they got that welding machine that goes, and they have those funny glasses over the front of the other. So they're doing that, and it sparks, and she wants to get the car out of the way so it doesn't catch fire.
Okay.
We've already had enough disasters last week.
That sounds reasonable.
Yes.
So let me see. So you're going back now. You're going to be driving back.
Yep.
All right. So if you are going to be on the highway, the Pan American Highway, okay, out there, if you're on your way to El Valle area, I suggest you wait and let Ingrid have half an hour's start.
Yes, please. Well, the beautiful thing is, if you do stay exactly on the speed limit, it's exactly 2 hours on point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The biggest problem I have is passing Quesachella, because it's always like, meow, everybody has to stop. Isn't that the Panamanian way, right? Yes?
You have to stop there. It's compulsory.
It's compulsory. You must stop and get the queso or the chicheme or something, you know. And do you know they have burrato there? Barato cheese. Oh, when you cut into that. Sorry. It's a buono bello. It's a delicioso.
We're in Italian again.
Again. Well, that barata is divine. Isn't barata Italian?
Well, not if you get a casocello. No, I don't think so.
Casocello sells burrata. How? What are you supposed to? How do you do a Panamanian accent in Italian?
How do you Panamanian accent in Italian?
I think the champagne is.
I think you just shrug your shoulders.
I think I'm going to have some coffee before I get on the road.
I think. Oh dear. You know what? That's just about brought us to the end of this morning's program. A bit of a fun morning this morning. A little bit of champagne and a lot of Ingrid. And
congratulations for Rob. I'm so glad to hear he's
doing a great job.
He is. And every time we see something about what's happening with the pollution, it breaks my heart because we ran into that in the States, and that's where that Give a Hoot, Don't Pollute came along.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working so hard to get all this going, and I wish him only the best. And we have similar issues in El Valle, and we do have cleanup days.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that if you don't throw it out the window, you don't have to have the cleanup days. So we have to really work on the education.
No, absolutely. And also, we've got to stop this attitude of, well, yes, we've got to stop pollution, but we don't want to do it, not in our area.
Yeah.
Go and do it somewhere else.
Yeah, don't bother us.
Mary Lou says, it's barato.
Oh, excuse me.
Isn't that cheap? Isn't barato in...
barato.
Yes, it was cheap in... It's cheap.
It's be. Bueno, burrito, barato.
Exactly.
So there, I thought that was cheap.
But barato cheese is lo máximo. Cuando entra en su boca, una explosión de queso en su boca es lo máximo.
You know, today, it's been a long day today, I think.
And tomorrow's Freaky Friday Fun Facts.
I know.
Oh, I get another chance at this.
For those of you that have been with us this morning, thank you very much for your patience, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. It is about time for us to call it a day and say ta-ta to Ingrid.
Ta-ta.
Also,
Freaky Friday Fun Facts tomorrow.
Okay, yes, if you can take it. And also a big thanks to Rob Getman, my guest from Marari Verde, in the last hour this morning. We'll put some information on our website and link you into that, so you know where you can. If you want to help out, if you want to go and see it, perhaps you've got some ideas, go and see them. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil, over there in the United Kingdom. He's supposed to be back on Saturday, which will be nice. Of course, to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our everyday story of country folk in the city. And things I've done. Yasmin, of course, who's been pouring the champagne and doing all the work in the background and taking videos. The boys and girls of Group of Grada keep us up and running. As always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. I'll be back with you at the same time tomorrow, 6 o'clock in the morning. It is TGIF and it is Freaky Fun Facts Friday. So please join us then. Just be careful whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Well, just look after yourselves, all right? What do I want to be doing at 6 tomorrow? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.